Fifth parak of Machshavim, 11th Mishnah Isha, Shehoyu Yodea Tahoyus. A woman who has hands that are tar, Umagisa Begdeira Tmeya, and she is stirring a pot which is Tmeya. If the droplets of liquid coming from the bottom pot up, then her hands are tmeyas, because once again we say that the condensation that comes from something has the same status as that. So this condensation coming, droplets that are coming from the tummy pot are matam her hands. If her hands were tmeyas and she's stirring a pot which is tahoyah, Tanakhama holds that the mere fact that the droplets form on her hands is a sign that is a thick, intense steam which has a status of water and is considered all connected. And therefore, if her hands are tameim, the food on the bottom is also, and the pot is also tameim. Rabbi Yosef in notfu, only if it's dripping from her hands into the pot is the pot tameim. Otherwise, we don't consider it as a chibur. It's not worse than pouring something one place to the next. Hashekel anovim bekafim usnayim. Somebody's weighing grapes in a scale. Ayayin shebekaf Toho, the liquid that remains in that scale is tar, because they are no interest in any liquid coming out of it. Actually, if he collects it into another kli, then he's mafshir the kli, then has the status of wine, which is mafshir. This is similar to when somebody picks grapes or olives and they're dripping out of the basket, also is not matzah because it's not interested in that liquid.